Now, you were about to say he has a whole lot of children?
Well, you might say he's got a whole lot of young'uns, or he's got a passel of children.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Oh, is it time to stop?
No, when y'all get ready, I'm ready when y'all want.
Okay. All right, what do you call the outside of an ear of corn?
The shoke.
And what do you call corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
A roseneer.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. And then what do you call the thing that grows up at the top of the corn stalk?
The tassel.
And then the stringy stuff that you have to get off?
Stringy stuff that you have to get off the ear of corn?
Yes, sir.
That's silks.
How about that large orange thing that you make a jack-o'-lantern out of for Halloween?
That's a pumpkin.
All right, and then the yellow crookneck vegetable.
Squash.
Do you know any different types of squash?
Just yellow crookneck and that Japanese squash, what they call it? Zucchini.
Oh, mm-hmm, okay. What types of melons do they have around here?
Watermelons and cantaloupes.
Okay, anything else that's like a cantaloupe?
Well, there might be, but I'm not familiar with it.
How about different types of watermelons? Do you know any?
I don't.
All right. And then the little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up after a rain, it's a fungus.
Mushroom.
How about a kind that you cannot eat?
I don't eat any of them,
Except
the ones come out of a can.
Yes, right. Well, it's the kind that you would not eat because it was growing out in the woods and you were afraid it might poison you. That would be a what?
Toadstool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then what are the things that people smoke? For instance, what are you smoking?
Cigarette.
And then what is the big brown thing?
Cigar.
Mm-hmm. If somebody offered to do you a favor and you didn't want him to do it because you were afraid you might have to do something for him in return, you might say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be...
obligated.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say beholden?
I wouldn't say it, but it would sound natural to me to hear somebody else say it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. If you were refusing to do something in a very strong way and somebody says, will you do it, you might reply, no, I...
will not do it.
Or...
won't do it.
Okay, good. And what is the kind of bird that can see in the dark?
Kind of bird?
Mm-hmm. Big one, with big eyes.
Owl.
Are there different types of owls?
I have heard there was, but I don't know... I'm not familiar with but one type.
Do you have a name for it?
Yes, I am familiar with more than one type. There's a little owl that we call a screech owl.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the big swamp owl.
Ah. Would that be the same thing as a hoot owl?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And what is the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Well, we call them woodpeckers.
What do other people call them?
And peckerwoods.
Mm-hmm.
Woodpeckers and peckerwoods.
Is that the same thing?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Are there different types of woodpeckers?
Yeah, but I'm not familiar with types.
Would you ever use peckerwood to mean a person?
Yeah, sometimes.
What type of person would it mean?